Hey folks, I'm Julian Taylor. I'm taking a break this week, so I've picked one of my favorite shows to rebroadcast. I hope that you enjoy.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Me and the Blues. We spend a lot of time together. Me and the blues, we're traveling on that getting nowhere road. Nobody knows we spend together. Gets mighty weary toting this troublesome load. I'll never know why men are so deceitful. Never treat you like they should. They love you and deceive you, then they up and leave you. What makes them so no good? I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. They were in my shoes. That's one way certain of separating me and the blues. I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. One way certain of separating me and the blues.
My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the Jukebox. That was Mildred Bailey and a song called Me and the Blues. Mildred was a Native American jazz singer who came up during the 1930s and often was praised as being one of the best of her era and one of the first Indigenous people to really break through in that scene. Lots more of my conversation with Dan Aykroyd and the music that we talked about coming up right here, right now. We're going to have stuff from James Brown, Wayne Cochran, and the Milk Carton Kids, who have a real distinct connection to Dan Aykroyd, just like Vera does. And Vera, who we played at the very top of the show, Sola, is actually his daughter and is married to one of the Milk Carton Kids. Here is my interview with Dan Aykroyd on the Jukebox.
I like the outdoor venues, don't you?
I love the outdoor venues. It's about time we get doing those. The weather's starting to change here, so I'm hoping that I get to do that. I've got the Vancouver Folk Festival, Canmore Folk Festival.
Do you know the Milk Carton Kids?
Yeah, I've never met them, but I know who they are. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, that's right. Joey and Kenneth. Now, Kenneth is married to my daughter.
No way. Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of a troubadour couple. I believe he's playing Vancouver. That's July, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in July. Are they playing the Vancouver?
Be right there, man. Okay. You'll be there. Look for Kenneth Pattingale. I'll give you his number.
Did you get the message about picking some songs like for this episode that we're going to air? Because it's just
sure,
a
well,
radio show.
Play a Party by Lowell Fulson.
Lowell Fulson.
Yeah, Lowell Fulson, F-U-L-S-O-N. Swingin' Party.
Mm-hmm.
James Brown, Big Payback.
Big Payback, I love that one.
I would say, well, Always Junior's Mystery Train is a spectacular example of
Junior
the high, high. The high highs in American music, African American music, and world music. If you want to look at, you know, Blue-Eyed Soul, so-called White Soul, it would be Wayne Cochran, going back to Miami.
Yeah.
Going back to Miami, so that's a good selection. I mean, or any of the songs, Briefcase Full of Blues, our version of She Got the Cake, Katie's Beautiful, you know.
I love that version that you guys do. It's amazing.
That's me playing harp, but that was not a
song. Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I played harp. Sometimes badly, but sometimes, you know, in a, you know, with the proper equipment, I sounded all right. And I all the records there, that's all. I play all that harp, absolutely, for better or worse.
Do you still collect vinyl? Do you have a record collection?
I do. I have a barn. I have 7 barns. I'm a hoarder. I don't know what I'm going to do. Come and help me sort it out. Come and take some.
Okay. You have 7 barns full of vinyl?
Okay. Oh, well, full of, you know, just material. Vinyl's in there, but there's accumulated. God, we accumulate a lot of stuff as human beings. That we sometimes, we can't look at it again. We don't want to throw it away. It's the hoarder.
Thing, right? You just get connected to it, to certain things, and you just can't part with them.
It's the hoarder complex.
It's amazing. So, Dan, you also like the hip. I know that because I saw this the documentary.
L-O-V-E.
Oh, man. Mike Downey's documentary, that 4-part series, is incredible. And I just love what you had to say about them in there, in that documentary. Love those guys, too. I mean, got to hang out with them a bunch, but certainly you were a lot closer to them in being in the area up there. Tell me about a bit of your experience with those guys. I'd love to hear.
To see one of their shows, of course, just as a viewer, you know, it's like getting on the back of a dragon and taking a nice roller coaster ride. And the musicianship is magnificent. The guitar playing, Johnny, the greatest driver and drummer, certainly, you know, in the rock pantheon. I would put him right up there with Stuart Copeland or anybody. Mm. And then, you know, Gord's amazing ability as a poet and as a vocalist and a stage performer. The way he ignited and united Canada was beautiful. So to be in their presence, see, it was really a privilege to watch them play anytime I did, and then to work with them. Mm-hmm. And actually, I jammed on stage once on Locked in the Trunk of a Car. Yeah, you can get that, I guess, somewhere on the search. Locked in the Trunk of the Car. I played harp on that, and Gord told me, he said, just keep playing right through. I don't, you know, I don't worry about the lyric. I want to hear you play. And I you know, that was such an honor to get up there with and step up with musicians of that caliber. They're dear friends, and hanging with them was always great because they're funny. You know, they're so smart. Robbie Baker, I mean, you know, the humor, the sense of humor there, and
yeah, he's lovely. The stuff too, you know.
They're all just great, great wits. Every one of them is a great wit, and so articulate and intelligent. They're wonderful.
Yeah, Gord is certainly sorely missed. Do you know Boris Baker?
I met him from on down through the years, but he's he's acquitting himself. Beautiful career now.
Yeah, he's in a great band. They came on tour with us for a little while, and they really got on with them. So nice folks, you know. And well, really love them.
Hey! Got to pay back. Revenge. I'm mad. Got to get back. I need some get back. Payback.
I can dig rapping. I'm ready. I can dig scrapping. But I can't dig that backstabbing.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Clouds move over silent thunder matches mine. I know this feeling from long ago. I wondered, was it gone? But now I know. So when she calls, don't send her my way. When it hurts, you'll know it's the right thing. Michigan's in the rear view now. Keep your hands where I could see you. You took the words right out my mouth when you knew that I would need a home. What am I supposed to do now without you? Without you. It's unannounced, like you'd expect it. Among broke down brake lines and Motown records, and all that's left is a blind reflection. But you know what's coming. Calls, don't send her my way. When it hurts most, it's the right thing. Michigan's in the rear view now. Keep your hands where I could see them.
This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.